Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today, one more day, with our guest, John Goff. John's been with us really since Tuesday, telling his story, his journey. John is a brother, lives in Dexter, Michigan. He's a member of St. Joe's Parish. He and his lovely wife, Sherry, have three children. He's come from a place of being a pretty typical Catholic guy some 10, 12 years ago. I don't remember the exact numbers, but meaning this, that he grew up Catholic and would go to church, but was not very engaged personally, didn't have a lot of personal investment in it, didn't know how to have a personal investment in it, didn't know what he didn't know, didn't know what was missing, like so many guys. And I'm so delighted that John's been able to be on the program to share that with us. If you've missed it, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right on computer or download them, put them on whatever device you have. You can also sign up for our podcast. So, and don't forget, friends, the booklet I'm giving away at the end of the program, Pete Burak's booklet called The Game Changer. We've been talking all week here with John about life in the Holy Spirit in a new way, and that's really what The Game Changer is about. It's about talking about this gift of the Holy Spirit we've been given in baptism and how the Lord wants to empower us not only to walk in holiness as saints, but to engage his mission. So, John, welcome back.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here, be with you.
Yeah, and yesterday, forgot to mention to our friends listening to the program, you shared the amazing story of how God healed you of leukemia. It's very inspiring. And so, as I kind of look across the story now that you've told, it began with you taking the risk of going on a marriage encounter weekend with your wife. Was it how many years ago that happened?
17 years ago.
17 years ago. Which you didn't want to do, which sort of intimidated you and all the rest. And then you did it, and God really touched your life, your marriage together in him, and that began to change that relationship. You guys grew together in the Lord and your family, your children. That life began to change, even your business and God reordering all that for you. And then, bam, you run into this wall you never expected, which was leukemia. And God found a way to open, not only deal with that, but to open you up to more of the presence and power of his kingdom. And then he kept missioning you, kept sending you, which is exactly what it means to be a Catholic, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, love your neighbor as yourself, and get after the Great Commission, go make disciples, you know. So I know you've been working in other areas too, especially you have a heart for reaching men. And I wonder if you'd be willing to talk about that today, and what's happening in your parish and what God's been showing you.
Well, sure. Thank you, Peter. And we moved here to Michigan in 2005. And in 2007, Sherry and I went on a Christ Renews His Parish weekend, which anybody familiar with that, there's a women's weekend and a men's weekend that are separate. And I found that weekend to be powerful in that men shared very deeply about their struggles. And it really struck me how much we are on a journey together and that the struggles are real, and the only way to truly get through them is to strengthen our relationship with God. And we were struggling as a parish of continuing this Christ Renews His Parish program. So in 2009, at our parish's Deacon Romolo Leone, he and I decided that we were going to transform that weekend to something more that we designed using some of the formation through the Christ Renews His Parish, because we truly felt a call that we needed to bring men and continue something in our parish for the men of the parish. So we started this program we call Building the Brotherhood of Christ. And it's designed, number one, the first mission is that we provide a retreat one Saturday in February, that typically the first Saturday. This year, February 9th, will be our retreat, to allow, one, men to come and share their struggles in life and how God has interacted and changed their lives by them opening up. And that weekend is very transformative for the men who come and attend. And then we invite the men from that day to continue the process by meeting with us on a weekly or monthly or whatever the process is. We form that after the weekend. This past year, we have met every week all year long, which has been the first time since 2009.
'Cause why did that happen? Why did that kick up and guys were eager or willing to commit to coming every week?
Peter, the Holy Spirit is working in tremendous ways, and that's the only thing I can attribute it to. The men wanted, there was a fire that they want more that are coming on this weekly basis. I mean, typically in the summertime, it's off to the lake, it's off to the beach, it's off to this.
Sure.
We haven't missed a week throughout this whole year. And it's truly 100% about being together as men, sharing in our daily struggles, raising our children, our relationship with our spouse, our relationship at work and how we're dealing with it. The simple instance that we all encounter every day of driving the car to work and having to deal with that person who cuts you off, and how do you deal with that? And instead of getting raged at it, say a prayer for the person in front of you, and, and sharing in that together as men has been a transformative experience for all of us. That bottom line is, put God first and allow Him to lead.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Christ News Parish experience as a kind of trigger for you, because it opened up for you to say, wow, every man struggles. You know, every man's is battling something, you know, and how important it was to be able to see one another in that way and to be able to support each other in it.
100%. And just to know men that I had a great admiration for, to know that they're just like me, they're not this holier person that I thought they might have been in my own mind, to be able to sit down and share with a person that is on the same journey I am in, and to be able to pray together, to be able to read scripture and study and hear the word of God through other men, has been transformative in my relationship and strengthening, you know, going to the healing that I experienced of my leukemia. It wasn't just that day. It wasn't just that moment. It was leading up to that. The prayers that were being prayed for me from all the different walks of life, but the men, they prayed over me during that whole process. They prayed constantly through that, to have the parish and other people praying and together working towards that definitive relationship, that the true, holy, apostolic, divine life that Jesus has for us, and striving to get there. You can't do it by yourself.
Yeah. I think the longer I live, the more evident it is to me that every single human being is in some way broken and battling in some way. Why? And we should know that, because, you know, we know of original sin. We know we live in habit of fallen world. We're contingent human beings, all that kind of stuff. But I think for men, lots of men carry a lot of internal struggle or pain or things that they just keep private. We just have a way of just keeping it to ourselves. And no matter what the burden, we just hold on to it alone and say, so people ask, you know, how you doing? I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good. Like, good. I'm good. I'm good. Because you feel like I'm supposed to be strong on the one level. On the other hand, I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't know how to be. Maybe I want to be, but I really don't know how to be. And so we end up carrying our burdens on our own. And so they can go to Mass on Sunday and hear the gospel that Jesus says, you know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And guys are like, yeah, right. You know, like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know, because I am carrying a heavy burden. I'm either struggling in my marriage, or the pain of struggle with some kids, or family sicknesses, or failure in work, or just moral failure in your personal life and things like that. And what the devil wants us to do is keep it to ourselves. Like, you're all alone. Plus, you better not say anything to anybody, because if people really know who you are, forget it. It's all over. They're going to want nothing to do with you, you know, because you're just not a good person or whatever.
Right.
The constant lies of the enemy. And so we get trapped in all that stuff. And then we, as men, try to find outlets somewhere else. Some of them are just fine outlets. Like, we're going to watch football all the time. We're going to just things that are not unhealthy in their own. They're fine distractions, but we multiply distractions like crazy and experiences, because we want to get out of the struggle that we're in different ways. And we don't know how much the love of God is waiting for us to come to Him and to experience His love through our brothers, love through others in the church, and to really experience the power of His love through the Holy Spirit and all that. So that's, I hear in you as you're describing kind of your own journey, that's some of what you're seeing.
You're nailing it right on the head, Peter, in that the struggles of, you know, I'll just use raising our children.
Yeah.
You know, you go through raising a teenager who believes they know everything,
yeah,
and they challenge you to the nth degree, And to have the ability to go sit with other fathers who are sitting around that table and to open up, to be vulnerable, because you just stated a very important factor. Everything inside of you says, and that evil one is pressing in your ear to say, don't share this. You can't be vulnerable. And it opens by being in that room. You may not initially share, but over time, you will, because you will see other men who are going to share together and stand up and say, I failed last night. I got mad at my daughter, and I yelled at her, and it was uncalled for, and I lost my temper. And I'm wrong at doing so. And having the ability to have other men share in something as something that you've done like that, that made you look poorly upon your daughter or your son, opens up a whole new realm of allowing God into the relationship that we need with him.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing when we're together to be able to do that together.
And I think, you know, some who are listening, you know, brothers or women who are listening, and you've been carrying a lot of burdens, and you feel like, wow, this burden feels overwhelming. It just feels like an anvil on my shoulders that I'm carrying. And you're asking, why is it so heavy and why doesn't it go away? Well, partly because you're carrying it by yourself. And the Lord wants to put people around us that can help us bear that burden. That's one way he lightens the burden. And another way is, as we draw closer to him in the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to take authority over the enemy who's sitting on top of the anvil and pressing it down. And he's trying to, you know, just put added weight on it constantly. And we need to take authority over him and stop dialoguing with him and stop believing what he tells us about ourselves and start laying hold of who we are as sons and daughters of God and ask the Holy Spirit to help us experience the yoke of the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand how deeply God is committed to us, how much he loves us, how much he wants to bear what we're carrying. And before you know it, sort of step by step, it sneaks up on you. The burden starts getting lighter as you start opening up and you realize, hey, I'm not the only one who's sharing burden. One of the things that happens when you open up is we not only see it in other people, but we forget our own and we start helping them carry their burdens, you know?
Amen.
And that really makes it a tough day for the devil. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want that to happen because we come out of isolation and really engage the battle. So where does the Lord have you guys right now? We just have a minute kind of in your work as brothers, and what do you feel like he's saying to you?
Bottom line is he's wanting us to open up our hearts more and more to him. And and we're trying to strive to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us in this ministry to bring others closer to God through our relationship. And I think one of the most important factors of all of it is reconciliation with God. And men, women, we have a beautiful gift in our Catholic faith and the sacrament of reconciliation and how much it lifts that burden that you were just talking about and allowing us to work together to allow the Holy Spirit to open us up in our daily lives, every moment of our day and what we need to allow him to be the leader.
Amen. Well said, John. John, thanks for being with us this week. It's been great.
Thank you, Peter. Maybe, it's been fantastic to be with you.
Maybe we can do it again sometime.
That would be awesome.
Your brothers and sisters, we want you to know, no matter where you are, no matter what you're up against, you are not alone. The Lord is with you, and he's not waiting for you to perfect yourself and to be worthy. He loves you radically right now, right where you are, and he wants to help you. Open your heart to him today. Welcome him in and follow in his footsteps. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.